This portion of the show is being brought to you by Hippie Fresh Air Freshener, the first room deodorizer for people who are stuck in the 60s. Yes, just open your Jimi Hendrix-shaped dispenser, and soon your home will smell as clean and fresh as a VW microbus, inhabited by 27 unwashed hippies from San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district, circa 1967. That's Hippie Fresh Air Freshener. It kills the germs that cause bad vibes.
I'll tell you about the magic and the free of soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Oh, you believe in magic, don't bother to choose if it's jug band music or rhythm and blues. Just go and listen, it'll start with a smile that won't wipe off your face, no matter how hard you try.
Off another wickedly wonderful Wednesday with that question, do you believe in magic? Well, the magic's all right here. Got a lot of stuff that's historically based, some that isn't. On this date in 1968, Kenny Rogers in the first edition released this song, and it became their first hit. Producer Mike Pose reversed a few Glen Campbell guitar riffs to create the intro, heavily compressing it, adding a tremolo effect, and it became a monster hit.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Condition.
letters on a dead end sign. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got nowhere. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh
Wow, trippy. Hey, Mr. Killian, remember this one?
So.
Hey, don't let my sore throat bother you. We'll keep trucking on, and we will get through this. In 1966, the Hollies released Stop, Stop, Stop. It reached number 7 in the U.S. Graham Nash claims the song was inspired by a visit to a strip club in America. They had never previously been to one because there were none in their home city of Manchester. By the way, Tony Hicks played a banjo through tape delay so that it sounded just like a balalaika, a Russian stringed instrument.
See the girl with cymbals on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her navel, shimmering around the floor. Bells a beat go ting-a-ling-a-linging, going through my head. Sweat is falling just like a teardrop's running from her head. Now she dancing, going through the movement, swaying to and fro. Body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I have to leave. Now she's moving all around the tables, luring all in sight. But I know that she cannot see me, hidden by the light. Closer, closer, she's getting nearer, soon she'll be in reach. As I enter into a spotlight, she stands lost for speech. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Knocking over tables, spilling all the drinks. Can't they understand that I want her? Happens every week. Heavy hand upon my collar, throws me in the street. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave.
This is where we stop and wish a very happy birthday to a very lovely lady. Now, I'm not going to say how old Nancy Garbati is today, but I am going to play two songs for her. Happy birthday, Nancy. We love you.
A knife in the back. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee,
baby, I ain't lying. My heart is beating rhythm and it's right on time. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, baby. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise? Feel like jumping, baby, won't you join me, please?
You drove those other childs wild. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. When it came to winning blue ribbon, well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, won't you look at you now. Come on, beautiful one, now, yeah. The judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I know you made the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Good baby, won't you look at you now? Oh, I mean, oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Oh, I know you're beautiful, too beautiful for words.
Go back to 1964 and go cruising down the highway with a white-haired 72-year-old lady driving her modified Dodge.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
The little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Stock car.
And everybody's saying that there's nobody meaner than the little old lady from Pasadena. She's the terror of Colorado Boulevard.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
If you see her on the street, don't try to choose her.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
You might drive a goer,
looking for something a little less raucous than Wild Thing, the Trogs went for what they called a serene slice of music with this 1967 single. The strategy worked, as the single reached number 4 in the UK and number 7 in America. In 1966, Rubber Soul by the Beatles was the number one album for a third straight week. One of the songs on the album is much loved, much treasured, a John Lennon song with a really very beautiful Baroque piano piece in the middle. That piano bridge was played by producer George Martin. The problem was he couldn't play it as fast as the song required, so he recorded it and then doubled the speed. I'm going to give you a sample of what the original sounded like, followed by the finished product. Ready for the real thing?
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone, and some remain. All these places have their moments.
This was the number one song on the Billboard Top 40 50 years ago today. And yes, that is Karen Carpenter playing the drums.
Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait,
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 wait, Mr. Postman.
Please, Mr. Postman, look and see.
With producer George Martin at the helm, Jerry and the Pacemakers recorded How Do You Do It at EMI Studios in London. In their native UK, the single reached number one in the charts, staying there for 3 weeks. But the record made no impact on the North American charts until the summer of 1964.
I knew. find you, how you do it to me, I do it to you. How do you do what you do to me? I'm feeling blue. Wish I knew how you do it to me, but I haven't a clue. You give me a feeling in my heart, like an arrow passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me, how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you. Passing through it. Suppose that you think you're very smart, but won't you tell me, how do you do it? How do you do what you do to me? If I only knew, then perhaps you'd fall for me like I fell for you when I do it to you.
Released as a double-sided single with Looking Out My Back Door on the flip side, this single reached number 2 in the U.S. And yes, that is John Fogerty on saxophone.
Yeah!
mercifully we have time for just one more song. And before I play it, peace, love, happiness, and anything else your heart desires. I do apologize for this sore throat, and on that note, I will not be back with a medley on Thursday. I'll be playing an archives medley, but I won't be coming back with a new one until Friday. Now, for that one last song. Yesterday, the music world lost a great man, a gentle giant. Garth Hudson, the last surviving member of the band, passed away at the age of 87. And if this one song, just one song that stands out in that long, illustrious career, it's the one I'm going to close with. I'll see you on Friday.